Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. And we've been talking Super Bowl munchies and food with a couple little rabbit trails, but we're back on track. And we're going to bring this train to the station and finish this up. And Barbecue Bob, you were talking about some sort of little Hawaiian treat.
Some people call it rumaki, and some people make them differently. And I don't know if rumaki was like Greek or something, but Hawaiian wraps are another. Basically, we're talking about a chicken liver.
Ooh.
Were you ever called a chicken liver when you were a kid?
I was not, because I've never really been fond of chicken livers. But you can teach me how to make one good.
Well, that was a saying when I was a kid. He's a chicken liver. I think your chicken was basically.
I think it was a chicken a little further down the track than
okay.
I was called.
Sure. Anyway, chicken liver, it's not good for much, right?
Right. Well, they're not very big either.
Feed it to your dog. This is a way that'll blow people away, and they won't even know what they're eating. But basically, you make a little marinade, and it's soy sauce, fresh ginger, some dry sherry, and some sugar. Matter of fact, I'll be bringing this to Greg Brown's.
Okay.
You marinate them overnight. You put your water chestnuts and your chicken liver in this marinade overnight. Then the next morning, you put them on a toothpick. So you run a toothpick through the chicken liver. Now, you wrap the chicken liver and the water chestnut up in bacon. Then you put a toothpick through the whole thing. You grill it so that it's done.
Once again, thin bacon? Doesn't matter? Because you want to get the liver done.
Probably.
Inside,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, back when we used to do it was just bacon. There was only one thing. Bacon was just all the same.
Bacon was bacon.
Now there's all kinds of variations. Thank God. Anyway, so grill that up. And then I would cheat and buy some Chinese sweet and sour sauce. Because I've never made it, and why bother? There's so many good ones right on the shelves at your supermarket. But it's basically red, and it's kind of a cherry sauce, sweet and sour sauce. And you grill these up, so you can do water chestnut, which would be rumaki, or you can put a pineapple on the end of it and then wrap it. So it's chicken liver, pineapple, wrapped in bacon, then grilled. That's my favorite way to do it.
Okay.
You could probably even do the water chestnut with the pineapple, but it's overkill. But you grill this up, and then you put that sweet and sour sauce on it, or teriyaki sauce, and watch what happens.
Are you saucing them while they're still on the heat, or is it you're brushing them after you
cook
them?
Put them on a plate, and you drizzle it over it.
Okay. All right.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So it's almost, the sauce is like a condiment rather than a grilling.
Yeah. Cool. You put it on when they're hot, and keep them hot, and it'll just be beautiful. Mm. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hawaiian wraps.
Fantastic.
So I'm looking forward to Super Bowl. I'm gonna say it's going to be one of the best games we've seen in a long time. What do you say there, Brian Fonger?
It has the potential to be. You got San Francisco's rushing attack because they destroyed Green Bay last week with the running game against the aerial assault of the Chiefs.
I left that before halftime.
Oh, yeah. All the Chiefs had fans and around the country were sulking by the end of the first half. It was unreal. They got destroyed up front.
It reminded me of Michigan State when they went to Alabama.
Yeah.
That was so hard to watch.
All right, well, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Hey, get out there and enjoy this Super Bowl. Get your grill fired up or your smoker and make yourself some treats, and we'll talk with you next week.
See you.